Have you ever wondered why some couples seem to weather any storm while others crumble under the slightest pressure? Paula Hall's Improving Your Relationship for Dummies reveals a powerful truth. Successful relationships operate like emotional bank accounts that require regular deposits to remain solvent. This concept, embraced by relationship therapists worldwide and even cited by celebrity couples like John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, offers a revolutionary framework for understanding how small daily actions accumulate to create either relationship prosperity or bankruptcy. With over 500,000 copies sold and translated into 12 languages, Hall's practical approach has transformed countless relationships by focusing on actionable strategies rather than abstract theories. Every interaction with your partner either deposits love into your relationship account or withdraws from it. Those small gestures, a thoughtful text, a genuine compliment, a moment of undivided attention might seem insignificant in isolation, but they compound over time like interest in a savings account. These deposits create emotional reserves that couples can draw upon during inevitable challenges. The most effective deposits aren't grand gestures, but consistent small acts of kindness. When you bring your partner coffee exactly how they like it, listen attentively to their work stories, or handle a chore they dread, you're making meaningful deposits. These actions communicate, "I see you and you matter to me," far more powerfully than occasional extravagant gifts. What's fascinating is how these deposits must be personalized to your partner's love language. What constitutes a significant deposit for one person might barely register for another. Some partners value verbal affirmation, "I love you, I'm proud of you," while others prioritize physical touch, acts of service, quality time, or thoughtful gifts. The secret is learning which currency your partner values most and making deposits accordingly. Consider how differently two partners might experience the same gesture. Bringing home flowers might delight someone who values gifts, but might barely register for someone who craves quality conversation. Understanding your partner's preferred love language ensures your deposits actually count in their emotional bank. Building relationship wealth requires consistency rather than intensity. Just as financial advisors recommend regular small investments over sporadic large ones, relationship experts emphasize the power of daily deposits. These create a positive upward spiral. The more you invest, the more your partner reciprocates, and the richer your relationship becomes. This accumulated goodwill becomes your safety net during arguments, stressful periods, or life transitions. Imagine facing a crisis with a depleted relationship account versus one overflowing with trust and goodwill. The difference is profound. Couples with healthy balances weather difficulties with resilience because they've built a foundation strong enough to withstand temporary withdrawals. Have you ever wondered why a seemingly minor comment from your partner can hurt so deeply? The relationship bank account explains this phenomenon perfectly. Every dismissive remark, forgotten promise, or moment of inattention makes a withdrawal that diminishes your emotional reserves. These withdrawals often hurt disproportionately because they trigger deeper insecurities or past wounds. What appears to be an innocent comment about cooking might activate feelings of inadequacy. A casual dismissal might echo childhood experiences of being ignored. These emotional triggers explain why seemingly minor incidents provoke major reactions. Research shows negative interactions impact us more powerfully than positive ones. We need approximately 5 positive exchanges to counterbalance each negative one. This imbalance helps explain why small hurts can quickly erode relationship satisfaction if not addressed. Self-awareness about your relationship-damaging habits is essential for minimizing withdrawals. Common patterns include criticism, attacking character rather than behavior, contempt, expressing disgust or superiority, defensiveness, deflecting responsibility, and stonewalling, emotional withdrawal. Other damaging behaviors include taking your partner for granted, public humiliation, broken promises, and dismissing feelings. Perhaps most importantly, we must respect our partner's definition of what constitutes a withdrawal. What feels insignificant to you might feel devastating to them based on their history, personality, and values. When your partner expresses hurt, avoiding defensive responses like, "You're too sensitive," or "I was just joking," demonstrates true love more powerfully than insisting on your perspective. Just as financial bankruptcy results from severe imbalance between income and expenditure, relationship bankruptcy occurs when negative interactions consistently outweigh positive ones. By identifying destructive patterns early and taking corrective action, couples can prevent irreparable damage. Certain behaviors function as major withdrawals that rapidly deplete emotional reserves. Chronic criticism, contemptuous behavior, eye-rolling, mockery, name-calling, defensive responses that deflect responsibility, emotional stonewalling, dishonesty that erodes trust, and taking each other for granted. Physical or emotional affairs represent massive withdrawals that can instantly bankrupt relationships. The most dangerous relationship wreckers often begin subtly before escalating into entrenched patterns. For instance, occasional criticism might evolve into a habit of fault-finding, or temporary emotional withdrawal during conflict might become permanent disconnection. Recognizing these patterns early allows intervention before permanent damage occurs. When relationships approach bankruptcy, recovery requires honest assessment of the damage, followed by sincere apologies for past withdrawals and renewed commitment to making regular deposits. Practical steps include implementing a temporary criticism fast, scheduling positive interactions, seeking professional help if needed, and focusing on rebuilding trust through consistent follow-through on promises. Recovery requires patience. Relationship wealth that took years to deplete won't be restored overnight. The key is breaking negative cycles and establishing new patterns that gradually rebuild emotional reserves. Even relationships approaching bankruptcy can often be salvaged through committed action. How healthy is your relationship bank account? A comprehensive inventory helps identify strengths to build upon and weaknesses to address. This assessment examines four key components: compatibility, shared interests and outlook, intimacy, emotional closeness, practical day-to-day living arrangements, and communication, the essential backbone connecting everything. Compatibility exists on a continuum rather than as a simple yes-no state. While sharing interests, attitudes, and goals makes relationships smoother, some differences can actually enrich your partnership by promoting personal growth. The incompatibilities that truly threaten relationships are those requiring excessive personal sacrifice, particularly differences in moral values, life goals, and understanding of commitment. Intimacy has five facets: emotional, similar emotional expression; intellectual, shared thoughts and understanding; physical, meaningful connection through touch and sexuality; recreational, having fun together; and spiritual, sharing passion about important beliefs. Recognizing which areas need attention is the first step toward building greater closeness. Many couples underestimate how important practical compatibility is, assuming that love should make household management effortless. In reality, differences in handling everyday matters can cause enormous stress that drains energy from the relationship's strengths. Common friction points include managing friendships, balancing hobbies, dividing household tasks, handling in-law relationships, managing finances, coordinating parenting approaches, and balancing work demands. Communication forms the essential backbone of relationships, enabling partners to share information, build intimacy, and resolve differences. Relationships feature five communication types of increasing complexity: information updates, sharing basic facts, small talk, casual conversation, companionable chat, sharing personal thoughts, intimate sharing, expressing vulnerable emotions, and conflict resolution, overcoming problems together. By identifying your relationship's strengths and weaknesses across these domains, you can create a prioritized improvement plan. Start with an easy win area that can be changed relatively quickly to build positive momentum, then tackle more essential issues that might require greater effort but yield significant benefits. Though it might seem counterintuitive, loving yourself is crucial for relationship success. When you have positive self-esteem despite your shortcomings, you can believe your partner truly loves you. Accepting your own imperfections frees you to love your imperfect partner too. This self-acceptance creates a foundation of authenticity that allows genuine intimacy to flourish. Self-esteem isn't fixed. It fluctuates throughout life based on experiences and circumstances. Even those with generally positive self-worth have occasional down days. Someone might feel confident at work but insecure in romantic relationships, or vice versa. Low self-esteem often stems from childhood messages, previous relationships, difficult life experiences, or personality traits. For example, growing up with highly critical parents, experiencing betrayal in past relationships, or facing career setbacks can all impact how we view ourselves. Improving low self-esteem requires taking responsibility for how you feel about yourself. Even with a difficult past, you can change your thinking patterns through conscious effort and practice. Start by putting past negativity in perspective. Others' opinions aren't facts about you. If someone called you selfish once, that doesn't make it true. Avoid globalizing specific incidents into sweeping judgments about yourself. Instead of thinking, "I always mess up relationships," recognize that relationship challenges are complex and involve both parties. Practice positive self-talk by consciously replacing negative thoughts with affirming ones. When you catch yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough," counter it with evidence of your capabilities and worth. Create a daily gratitude practice, focusing on your positive qualities and accomplishments, no matter how small. Celebrate your strengths while acknowledging areas for growth without harsh judgment. Most importantly, forgive yourself for mistakes. Everyone makes them, and they don't define your worth as a person. This self-compassion creates the foundation for a healthy relationship where you can both give and receive love authentically. When you truly accept yourself, you stop seeking validation from others and can maintain healthy boundaries. You're less likely to stay in toxic relationships or accept poor treatment because you know your inherent value. Remember that self-love is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but maintaining a foundation of self-respect enables you to build and sustain meaningful relationships. This inner work allows you to show up as your genuine self, attract partners who appreciate your authentic nature, and create connections based on mutual respect rather than codependency or fear. While we obsess over romantic love, the often overlooked "I like you" may be more crucial for relationship longevity than passionate feelings. Love is a fickle emotion that ebbs and flows like the tide, but genuine liking provides the steady foundation that persists regardless of temporary emotional states. This fundamental appreciation for who your partner is as a person, their quirks, values, and personality, creates lasting bonds that withstand the test of time. Friendship forms the bedrock of enduring relationships when romantic love naturally fluctuates. True friends support each other through life's ups and downs without keeping score, genuinely enjoy spending time together, and maintain unwavering mutual respect and affection. While couple relationships uniquely include physical intimacy and sex, the core commitment to be there for each other regardless of fleeting feelings remains essential. This includes celebrating each other's successes, offering comfort during struggles, and simply enjoying comfortable silence together. Extensive research demonstrates that people with quality friendships experience better physical health outcomes, greater psychological resilience, and stronger emotional well-being. When partners are genuine friends, their relationship becomes exponentially richer through shared interests, inside jokes, and deep understanding. If you're struggling to connect with what you like about your partner, try writing an imaginary friendship advertisement highlighting their positive qualities, their sense of humor, their reliability, their kindness to others. Alternatively, view them through the appreciative eyes of their close friends or family members who know their endearing qualities. This friendship foundation becomes particularly vital during inevitable relationship challenges and conflicts. When differences emerge around money, intimacy, parenting, or other issues, as they invariably do in any long-term relationship, friendship provides the crucial foundation of mutual respect and goodwill needed to navigate disagreements constructively rather than destructively. Friends approach conflicts with the assumption of good intentions and a commitment to understanding each other's perspectives. The strongest relationships integrate both romantic love and genuine friendship. While passion may initially draw people together, it's the steady appreciation, understanding, and enjoyment of each other as people that creates relationships that last decades. Making time for friendship activities, whether trying new restaurants, taking walks together, or sharing thoughts about books and movies, helps maintain this essential connection even when romance temporarily wanes. Communication forms the bedrock of any successful relationship. While there are many ways to communicate, through behaviors, physical gestures, and affection, speaking and listening remain the fastest and clearest methods for building intimacy and resolving differences. Talking is essential for discovering who you both are, what you want, and why you behave as you do. Without conversation, you're just two individuals sharing space. With it, you become a genuine couple. Many relationships start with excellent communication that deteriorates over time as couples grow complacent, assuming they know everything about each other. Differences of opinion are normal in relationships, and communication provides the bridge to understanding and cooperation. Rather than avoiding conflict, becoming skilled at calm adult debate prevents minor disagreements from escalating into major battles. Couples who can disagree well often feel more confident in their relationship and love for each other. Effective communication requires both speaking clearly and listening attentively. When speaking, use I statements that express your perspective without blame, ensure your body language matches your words, and provide concrete examples that help your partner understand your viewpoint. When listening, give your full attention, reflect back what you've heard, ask clarifying questions, and show empathy for the emotions behind the words. Creating the right environment for important conversations is equally crucial. Choose appropriate timing when neither of you is tired, stressed, or distracted. Check your motivation before initiating difficult discussions. Are you seeking understanding or just looking for a fight? And agree on objectives so both partners know what you hope to achieve through the conversation. Love isn't just an emotional experience, it's a biochemical one that floods your entire body. Scientists have discovered that falling in love creates the same chemical addiction as drugs, explaining those classic symptoms: fluttering stomach, lightheadedness, weak knees, and obsessive thoughts about your partner. This biochemistry serves an evolutionary purpose, helping humans bond to raise vulnerable offspring through three distinct phases of love: lust, driven by testosterone and estrogen; attraction, when dopamine, serotonin, and PEA create that in-love feeling; and attachment, when oxytocin and vasopressin create lasting bonds. Understanding these phases helps explain why feelings naturally change over time. The initial intensity of attraction typically fades after 2 to 3 years, giving way to deeper attachment chemicals that can last indefinitely if maintained. This knowledge can liberate couples from worrying something is wrong when the butterflies subside. You can actively influence your love biochemistry without waiting for a magical solution. By boosting dopamine, which increases pleasure-seeking, energy, and libido, and PEA, the molecule of love that creates romantic feelings, you can recapture those in-love sensations. This can be achieved through diet changes, shared pleasurable activities, and deliberately engaging in romantic behaviors, even when you don't initially feel like it. Taking vitamin T, touch is essential too. Oxytocin, released through physical contact, creates bonding and becomes addictive. The more you touch, the more you want to touch, creating a positive upward spiral in your relationship. Small gestures like hand-holding, hugs, and casual caresses maintain this chemical connection even during busy periods. Sex forms a crucial bond in relationships, creating feelings of personal and relational well-being. While Mother Nature ensures strong sexual desire in early relationship stages to encourage reproduction and bonding, mature relationships require intentional effort to maintain a fulfilling sex life. Sex transforms throughout a relationship's lifespan, shifting from an urgent, exciting focus in early love to a gentler desire in mature relationships. It's not a static element, but a complex combination of thoughts, emotions, behaviors, and sensations linked to self-perception and relationship dynamics. Despite being natural, good sex rarely happens naturally. Most couples must actively work at their sex lives by committing to understand each other's needs, ensure mutual satisfaction, communicate openly, and solve problems together. This commitment includes accepting that sex evolves as you age, requiring more effort, not less, as your relationship matures. Sexual preferences are highly individual, with few absolute rights or wrongs in experiencing pleasure. The challenge for couples is finding mutually fulfilling activities. Compromise works when one partner feels neutral about an activity the other enjoys. But when someone strongly dislikes something, that boundary must be respected. Most couples can handle occasional sexual difficulties caused by tiredness, stress, illness, or life's normal fluctuations. However, persistent sexual problems, whether low desire, arousal difficulties, or trouble reaching orgasm, can strain an otherwise happy relationship. The key to overcoming these issues is accepting them as a normal part of being human and committing as a couple to work through them together. Life is full of predictable and unpredictable changes that can either strengthen relationships or challenge them significantly. From having children and moving homes to facing redundancy, illness, and bereavement, how couples handle these transitions often determines their long-term success. Becoming a parent fundamentally changes your identity and relationship dynamics. The transition impacts every area of your lives, from self-perception to time management to future planning, transforming you from partners into parents for life. Though your baby's needs seem all-consuming, maintaining your relationship is equally important. A healthy parent makes a healthy child, and a happy relationship creates a happy family. Other major life changes bring their own challenges. Moving home involves not just practical logistics, but significant emotional losses that can strain relationships. Redundancy impacts self-esteem and power dynamics between partners. The empty nest, when children leave home, forces couples to rediscover who they are without their parenting roles. Illness or disability tests the marriage vow to stay together in sickness and in health. Retirement creates the longest period couples ever spend together, removing the legitimate mistress of work. The key to navigating these transitions successfully is approaching them as a team. Couples who pull together during challenges, communicating openly, supporting each other emotionally, and finding creative solutions to practical problems often emerge with stronger relationships than before. Those who turn against each other or disconnect during difficulties risk permanent damage to their bond. This resilience during life changes represents the ultimate test of your relationship bank account. Those who have consistently made deposits of love, respect, and understanding find they have ample reserves to draw upon when facing life's inevitable challenges together. Affairs devastate relationships, representing the ultimate betrayal of commitment and exclusivity. Yet, relationships can survive infidelity, as affairs typically signal underlying relationship difficulties or personal issues rather than simply marking the end. The discovery of an affair instantly transforms a relationship. The betrayed partner experiences a complex emotional storm. Overwhelming anger and rage, confusion and endless why questions, disbelief and denial, deep embarrassment, fear about the future, intense jealousy, profound grief, feelings of personal rejection, crippling self-doubt, shock at the partner's capacity for deception, and persistent suspicion. Understanding why the affair happened helps both partners manage emotions and move forward positively rather than remaining trapped in unanswered questions. This requires honest self-examination through open heart surgery, asking tough questions without making excuses or casting blame. The unfaithful partner bears complete responsibility for the affair and deception, but both partners typically share responsibility for relationship conditions that preceded it. For couples deciding to rebuild, trust must be restored in four crucial areas: your partner's integrity, their motivation and intention to remain faithful, their consistency in words and actions, and your own judgment. Absolute honesty becomes the foundation for this rebuilding process. The unfaithful partner must commit to transparency, allowing access to emails, phone records, and financial statements, being contactable and accountable about whereabouts, and having absolutely no contact with the affair partner. Trust cannot exist without risk. They're fundamentally linked. After an affair, rebuilding confidence requires gradually taking calculated risks. Initially, when trust is fragile or non-existent, the author advises against pushing too far. However, as time passes, allowing more freedom becomes the only way to test renewed faith. While rebuilding your relationship after an affair requires examining problems, it's equally important to focus on positive aspects that keep you together. Many couples experience significantly improved sex lives after an affair is revealed, which can be enjoyed as a strengthening force in recovery. With patience, commitment, and professional help when needed, many relationships emerge stronger after surviving this ultimate betrayal. Not all relationships can be saved, despite best efforts. Some relationships are doomed from the start. Others crumble after years of neglect, and some collapse from a single devastating blow. Most fail because partners can't agree on what constitutes a good relationship and end up pulling in opposite directions. Several compelling reasons might indicate your relationship is worth saving. You both still love each other. You both acknowledge problems and accept responsibility for fixing them. You can still communicate and enjoy each other's company. You value your shared history. You maintain a satisfying sex life. You can't imagine life without your partner. You share something special together. You don't fully understand why you want to leave, or you're still willing to give more and change. Conversely, valid reasons for ending a relationship include compromising core values, no longer respecting or liking your partner no longer respects you, domestic violence or abuse, inability to forgive or be forgiven, boredom despite an otherwise functional relationship, being in love with someone else, waiting for someone better to come along, or reaching a state of indifference where you simply don't care anymore. Indifference, not caring what your partner thinks of you, is often the biggest relationship killer. Separation triggers grief similar to bereavement with the same emotional stages: shock and disbelief, anger, yearning and sadness, and eventually acceptance. You're not just losing a partner, but also the dream of happily ever after, possibly your home, economic stability, and regular contact with children. Whether your relationship survives or ends, the journey of self-discovery and growth continues. Every relationship, even those that ultimately end, offers valuable lessons about yourself, your needs, and your capacity for love. These insights become deposits in your personal emotional bank account, creating wealth that you carry forward into whatever comes next.